It's time for another episode of Now Streaming, the only Project Nerd podcast that gives you details on the amazing content coming to the major streaming services each month. To continue to get all the latest on what is coming to Amazon, HBO, Hulu, and Netflix each and every month, be sure to click subscribe wherever you are picking up Project Nerd podcasts. Subscribing also gets you access to the other awesome podcasts in the feed, including the Nerdcast, I'm Not Famous, Meeple Skills, Project Nerd's Interview Series, Diving Deep, and other upcoming series. For March, we aren't featuring a video on YouTube. If you typically come across this podcast through our video feed, let us know and we'll consider providing the accompanying video again in future months. But with low video views and high podcast listens, we felt best to keep it audio only this go around. With business out of the way, let's get to what you can stream in March 2019. Amazon Prime has a good amount of content heading your way this month. There's a stack of movies, including some new ones, and even a nice amount of television series becoming available for all Prime subscribers. The fun starts March 1st with 58 movies and 6 series arriving right out the gate. Of the huge collection of movies coming, I'm most excited for Major Payne. That's right, Damon Wayans' cult classic where he stars as a war-obsessed major is full of cheesy laughs and plenty of nostalgia. But March 1st also brings another cult comedy, In Waiting. The movie, which stars Ryan Reynolds, Anna Faris, and Justin Long, was well received upon nerds that never really grew up mentally, including me. It spawned plenty of inappropriate gameplay in the workplace and reminded us why we cherish those 3 stars. Later in the month, 2018's Speed Kills arrives. I'm exhilarated to spotlight the John Travolta disaster with a score of 19% on Metacritic, which is available on March 16th. Travolta stars as wealthy speedboat racer Ben Aronoff as he leads a double life that gets him into trouble with both law enforcement and drug lords. This is clearly a win. Amazon does wrap the month with season 1 of their new original series, Hannah. Hannah is about a young girl with extraordinary skills attempting to evade the relentless pursuit of an off-book CI agent, while she also tries to unearth the truth behind who she really is. It stars Esme Creed Miles, Morel Enos, and Joel Kinnaman. Amazon has definitely put plenty behind it, including premiering the trailer at the Super Bowl. They are hoping for another big hit with this series. Amazon also has plenty of other great hits available all month long, including Black Sheep, The Death at a Funeral Remake, Boomerang, American Beauty, City of the Living Dead, The Royal Season 4, Colette, The Domestics, and so many more. For the full list, head on over to Project Nerd to find both the Amazon Prime specific posts for March, as well as more details on the Now Streaming podcast. Next up is HBO Go and Now. The HBO streaming options are getting plenty of praise right now with original programming back in full force. True Detective Season 3 is already receiving early praise and even award consideration, with the entire season already being available for you to stream as soon as March 1st hits. March, however, brings some new seasons of original HBO content, including the series premiere of Grease. Grease premieres March 6th, telling a story of a group of unlikely individuals who lead a rebellion against a brutal governor and suddenly find themselves in control of a Dutch garrison town. This is joined by the second season of Barry arriving at the very end of the month on March 31st. Barry has seen plenty of praise as well and is considered one of the top comedies out there today, even getting a nod at the Golden Globes. Bill Hader as a hitman checks out, and you can check more of it out as you head into April. Including their original series, HBO is also well known for their weekly premieres, and they have some big ones in March. Skyscraper kicks off the month, being premiered on March 2nd. The Rock stars as a retired vet who is out to save his family in this ode to Die Hard. Praise has been weak for this one, but come on, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You'll know you watch it. March 9th actually has 2 2018 hits premiering, starting with Teen Titans Go to the Movies, the animated series that is both an abomination to the comics and a comedic masterpiece in some regards, will be ready for family viewing. For the family that likes dinosaurs, though, you also get Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. The follow-up to the smash hit Jurassic World has also received mixed reviews, but has plenty of action, dinosaurs, and of course, Chris Pratt. March 16th premieres The First Purge, while March 23rd has the action-packed shark hit The Meg. The month rounds out with Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again on March 30th. Also coming to HBO this month is My Friend Dahmer, 50 First Dates, The Devil Wears Prada, Tarzan, and Weekend at Bernie's. The full list can be found over at projectnerd.com with a quick search for HBO, or just a dive into the television category found at the top menu. Hulu is jam-packed this month with more than 4 pages of new content coming. There's so much we can barely touch the service, but that's not going to stop us from trying. The award darling documentary Free Solo will be free streaming on March 13th. Check out the Academy Award winning Best Documentary and see why people and guilds are praising it like crazy. March 14th brings more Oscar nominees, with the Best Foreign Film nominee Shoplifters arriving for the streaming service. There's a full review for this movie over on Project Nerd for those that are interested. March 18th brings us Assassination Nation. High school senior Lily and her three best friends live in a haze of texts, posts, selfies, and chats, just like the rest of the world. Their small town gets turned upside down when an anonymous hacker starts to reveal personal messages and secrets of thousands of people. Hulu's list is long, so be sure to head on over to Project Nerd to get the details on every single item coming this month. Some of the highlights include Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag, the Ace Ventura movies, the Dark Knight trilogy, Edward Scissorhands, Jumanji, a good set of Lego movies, The Piano, toys, and a variety of television series currently airing on the various networks holding agreements with the streaming platform. As usual, we wrap this month with the juggernaut known as Netflix. Bad news, Marvel fans. It's just shy of the new month, and we were told that Punisher and Jessica Jones are officially canceled, meaning that all Marvel Defenders shows are now axed. Jessica Jones Season 3 is still set to air in April, though, so hold on for one last season. In March, we do get some more original content, including Arrested Development Season 5B. It seems that we can't get enough of the Bluth family, and thankfully they are giving us more on March 15th. Also on March 15th is the third season of the huge hit series Queer Eye. The guys are back to change people's lives for yet another season, and many laughs will be included. More season 3s happen on March 29th with the zombie comedy Santa Clarita Diet coming back for more. The season includes 10 more 30-minute episodes, and they have yet to air a trailer. March 30th brings forth another original Netflix series, How to Get Away with Murder Season 5. The documentary series has been a resounding hit, so much so that a fifth season is here for the fans. A variety of other awesome content is coming to Netflix this month, including Trailer Park Boys the Animated Series, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, Green Door, Blue Jasmine, Disney's Christopher Robin, Apollo 13, and A Clockwork Orange. As always, the full list can be found over on Project Nerd. Just a quick search of Netflix. That's it for new content coming to the major streaming services in March. If you have any suggestions, feedback, and ideas for us to grow on what we are doing, comments are always welcome wherever you can leave them. For more on great things happening in pop culture, including comics, gaming, movies, and streaming, Project Nerd has you covered with new content, podcasts, and even event coverage on the daily. Until next month, keep streaming, nerds.